Welcome to the Author Factor Podcast, where we break down exactly how smart business owners and corporate leaders leverage the powerful advantage of being a published book author. I'm your host, Mike Capuzzi, and you're in the right place if you want profitable nonfiction book writing tips. Master your mind and freedom is yours. That's not just a catchphrase, it's a lifestyle for Derek Gant. With 25 years of entrepreneurial experience, he wrote the book, The 24K Life Code, to guide you from mediocrity to greatness in clear, actionable steps. A frequent guest on CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox News, Derek knows a thing or two about leveling up your life. Whether it's mental, physical, or financial excellence you seek, he's your go-to expert. Derek, welcome to the show.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. And again, I got to let you know, you're in the top three best dressed guests over 200 episodes.
I'll take it. You've already upped your game. Times. You know, I often say I was born in the wrong era, you know, when you wear suits and ties every day. But, you know, I'm a financial guy, so that's what we do.
Yeah. Well, and if you know, you're obviously very comfortable in that. Like if I had to wear a tie, I would be like gagging or something. You know, I can't remember the last time I wore a tie.
Man, I've been wearing a tie since I was 14. I went to a private high school when I was, you know, college prep school. So I was wearing suit coats and ties since I was 14.
And I know guys that just like yourself, like they just grew up this way. And they feel naked without being dressed, you know, impeccably. So, right. And then we were also just discussing before we jump into this, we're both fans of football, and it turns out you played D1 ball at football at Bowling Green when I was at Penn State. So I may have even seen you on the field at the time back in the day.
Possibly.
Thank you for your time today. I just very barely touched upon your experience, Derek. Can you share a little bit about, you know, who you are, the clients you serve, and how you serve them?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting that I wrote a book about, you know, the things that you mentioned. So you're talking mind, body, spirit, and money. And the reason why is because I started writing the book about 10 years ago, and money was so boring that I'm like, nobody's going to read this. So I really tapped into what I did as an individual. You know, I was an adjunct professor. I was an ex-athlete in Division I, as you've already mentioned. And I was a 30-year, you know, experienced investment advisor. And so I pulled that together. And so over the years, what I found is that my most successful clients, you know, they really had the discipline and the grit of like an ex-athlete. They didn't say die. They didn't cry about it when they went along their way. And so, you know, what we do is although I manage, you know, wealthy people's money, we started a company in 2008. That helps people on the other side. They don't have any money, but they need the credit. They need to get out of debt. They want to start a savings. They want to get away from check to check. And so we started a business. And so the 24K Life Code is really for those people. It's for the people that want to do better. And so you look at it and you go, master your mind and you'll always be free. And the reality is that it's a mindset. You know, it's truly a mindset. Money's a mindset. So we help people that are finally reached a point in their life where they're sick and tired of being broke. They're sick and tired of being fat. They're sick and tired of just of mediocrity. And they might not really know what the next step is.
The folks that you're helping, Derek, is it a regional? I know you're out of Ohio. Are you just, is it just in your area? Is it a national, international kind of thing? Like what is your reach?
Yeah. You know, it's really global. And I did that intentionally. You know, I have two companies. The investment company is regional. The other company for debt and those type of things is kind of regional because the laws change. So the 24K Life Code and the work that we do, the coaching that we do there, it's global. It's funny because doing these podcasts, and I actually host podcasts, I get to talk to people all over the world. We have clients, you know, I was so excited. I got a client that was in England, and I got another one that was in Africa, and I got all excited that, you know, I can say I'm global now. Yeah. So, you know, problems are problems and people are people. And so most people have the same problems. So we're able to walk them through the process of starting to engage a different mindset and a different lifestyle.
So I got to ask you, I think I know, but I'm going to ask anyway, because I really liked when I saw you sent me some information about your book. The 24K life code. Tell me what that, what does that mean? The title itself, that's your, obviously your brand that you've come up with. Right. Tell me what that means.
You know, I didn't stumble across it. I actually hunted it down. And I was looking at the people that were the best, right? I mean, we're looking for excellence. You talked about football and, you know, Al Davis used to say, commit to excellence. And so, you know, I looked at the marketplace and I said, you know, I need a brand. And so when I started really doing my homework and I took some time at doing it, 24K, in order to get 24 karat gold, and I had to do some homework on this. So it was pretty cool. In order to get 24 karat gold, you have to heat it up extensively, right? And once you do that, it separates from the gold, separates from the nickel, from the iron, from, you know, the all the other elements, and you're left with pure gold, which is why it's 24K. 14, 18, they still have some other elements inside. And so I realized, again, from working one-on-one with these wealthy clients, that they were masters of their mind. They were masters of their lifestyle. They had done their best. You can never be perfect, but they'd done their best at getting rid of the procrastination, getting rid of being lazy, getting rid of self-doubt and limiting beliefs. And even if they, you know, we all have some failures, but they learn how to grow from those failures and move forward in an aggressive manner. So it was like, wow, if we could just be 24K, if we could just work on getting going through the fire, because it's not easy to get rid of, you know, you want to sit on the couch. If you had a choice to sit on the couch or go run, you know, 100-yard sprints, you're going to pick the couch. So if we could just get past that and go through that fire, so to speak, we would be gold. And like gold, the entire world, man, recognizes the value of 24 karat gold. There's no question. Gold has been popular since day one. So if we become like gold, we become valuable. And then people go, hey, why don't you jump on my podcast? Because I think you got something to say, or some company will hire you, or hey, you're, and you know what? You can't be gold in everything, just yourself. So that's the analogy of gold. Most people think, oh, he's talking about being rich. No, I'm talking about you becoming valuable at your highest level. So you have something to offer the world.
I mean, I kind of gathered that's what it was about, but even the deeper explanation makes it so much more sense. Like,
doesn't it?
Isn't it cool? Purification, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And the book is a couple years old as of, you know, now. I have to ask you, though, are you sort of, before we jump back into it, are you sort of one and done? I mean, it feels like you've got this brand. I mean, you and I were talking about the younger generation earlier on. I could see the 24K life code for teens or college students or whatever. Like that, that message you just shared, Derek, I have a heart for just young people, right?
Oh, so do I.
Trying to get them on a path of.
Yeah, you know what's so funny, man, is that when people ask me to do things, you know, like serve on a board or, you know, volunteer for something, my time, if it's kids or old people, I'm in. Anything else, I'm like, I'm not interested. I'm serious. It's so funny. So we both have a heart for kids. You know, honestly, when I wrote the book, I said, yeah, well, I'm one and done. This was let me tell you, bro, when I wrote the book, when I got the first edited draft from the editor, there was 14,000 corrections. So, you know, I have grit, I have fortitude, and I was serious about delivering this message to the world. So I got those things corrected. And when I got the second draft, there was only 2,000. So I blew through that in a day or two, you know, got those things fixed. But to answer your question, you know, I'm not going to lie. Now that you say what you just said, it's valid. I mean, doing something for college kids, like in a transition period, and then something even smaller for younger kids, maybe a much quicker read for younger kids, you know, would really add some value. I would, anybody else would ask me this before this podcast, I'm like, nope, hell no, I'm done.
Well, it's not a sales pitch, but I just, and you are, articulating
it's valid.
It is valid. I mean, it's valid. Like you've already, when we work with clients, I mean, I'm a marketing guy, right? So when I work with clients, I'm actually working with a gentleman who does tax management for very wealthy people. Right. Mm-hmm. He's writing a book on this and he's an older gentleman, you know, really just type A. And I'm trying to force him to come up with some sort of brand that he can, you know, they have it. They just never articulate right. it. You have it. It makes a lot of sense. And it can really be leveraged. You know, if it makes sense for you, you got to figure out how it works.
Oh, no, but, I'm telling you, I've put together some workbooks for kids, to go into schools and different things. But it never crossed my mind. But I'm telling you, 24K Kids is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I love it.
Quick pause. If you're here, you're obviously interested in the power of a well-crafted business book. Have yet to write your first book or thinking about the next one? Make your move. Head over to bitesizebooks.com and secure a session to brainstorm your book idea with me, Mike Capuzzi. With over 240 business leaders and entrepreneurs turned successful authors under my guidance, let's explore if we're the right fit. Your author journey begins today. Now, back to the show. But I just interviewed a woman who is a fighter pilot. Interviewed a lot of fighter pilots. But this woman was one of the only women to ever be on the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds. So, you know, you got the Navy Blue Angels, and she was the acrobatic stuff. She's young. She's in her 30s. She's retired now. And her first book was a kid's book, which is what I interviewed her about. It's very targeted for young ladies who may want to fly someday. And she wrote this book, and now she's building this brand. So she self-published. A traditional publisher caught wind of it, now wants her to publish a real business book. But I think that focus, you know, yeah. Well, anyway.
I love it. Now I'm telling you, I wouldn't say it. I would just go, oh, okay, yeah, it's cool. But no, I love it. That's a great idea.
So, well, let's talk about the 24K life code for a little deeper, Derek. Is there one thing that you can share from the book that would be, you know, pretty profound for our listeners just to kind of think about during our conversation?
You know, I would say, in all honesty, that I have a section. It's not even a full chapter. It's just a thought. It's a section that I live by and practice, and I call it living as if. And so people, you know, we always want something new. We're natural creators. We're always creating something. And so sometimes, especially when it comes to big ticket items, I want to buy a new house, I want to buy a new car, I want to go on this vacation, I want to do these big ticket things. You know, I encourage my clients, and in the book, we map out living as if. So I'll give you an example. In my younger days, I wanted to buy a new house. And so I told my wife at the time, I said, hey, if you want to buy this house, then, you know, let's go out and take a look and see what the house is that we think we would like to buy. Not an extensive research, but just the neighborhood, the price factor. So we found it. And so what we did was we created a budget based on the price of that house, based on the utilities of that house, based on maintaining that house. And it was probably three or four times the house that we were currently in. And we did that. And I said, if we can live as if we were in that house and put that money aside and not ever touch it, and we can do that for 6 months, then we can go get that. We can go get a house like that or similar. And I was super shocked because she did it. But I say, you know, you think you want to do something. You think, like, I was an adjunct professor for a while, and so many students, you know, at this particular community college, it was their second or third time in school. And when I asked them, well, you know, what happened? They didn't know that somebody said being an anesthetist was going to be great. But then they got in there, they didn't like hospitals. They didn't like sick people. They didn't, you know. And so understanding that you want to be a cop, why don't you do a ride along? Why don't you go out and go to the police station and interview? Why don't you volunteer doing some things in security? And so living as if gives you the breath to understand before you invest, before you waste your time, of what it could be like, so that you can shorten the path, right? We don't spend a bunch of time. I mean, how many kids switch their majors?
Yeah. Yep.
And how many parents going, oh my, you have two kids at Penn State. You know, I don't know if they switched their majors, but good Lord, if you're paying for it and they switch, you're like, oh baby, please no.
Yeah, luckily it was congruent enough that we didn't lose any traction. But yeah, it definitely happens. And so not to throw another curveball at you, but no, again, that living as if, that's a good book title, by the way. So I'm going to make you, you're a full-time, you got two businesses. You don't need to be writing books, but that's another, that's another really cool concept. So I think that's really what I want to share with the listeners. Like these brands, these ways that I call them big ideas, the special sauce or secret sauce you've come up with, like living as if, that in itself could be elongated. So I love it.
No, you're right. I like the kid thing better, but you're right. And I think if people were to do that, I'm just going to practice this for a while and see if I really, you know, want to be or do or have. And it's going to cut down on the time, wasted time, you know. And for me, I was doing it for my wife because I wanted to see if she was going to step up because it was a big leap.
So I'd love to hear the book, you know, that you wrote. I mean, how are you using it in your business, or is it like, tell me, I'm interested in knowing how you're using it relative to your business, you know?
Yeah, it's super cool. So, you know, you were asking me if the business is regional or global, and I told you it is global, but it's because of the book that it's that way. And so the way I use the book is when I'm doing my coaching, even one-on-one coaching, the first thing we do is like, grab a copy. Here's a copy of the book. Read the first three chapters. And then let's talk about how that applies to your life. Because the book is not a story about how Derek became successful. You know, I'm not a big fan of those books that say, hey, I'm super rich. This is how I did it. Because I'm not you. My parents didn't love me the way that you loved you. Maybe I had one parent. Maybe I had no parents. Maybe I grew up in the ghetto. Maybe I grew up in a mansion. So everybody is so incredibly different. To say, here's how I did it and you should do it this way too, is just absurd. So the book is, like you said, it's a guide. There's nothing but tools in there. Hey, if you want to be successful faster, live as if. You follow me? So it's like, do this and that's going to shorten your curve on losses, you know, shorten your curve on time. And so I use the book as a coaching tool. So we go through the book and we factor those things in the book from finances. There's three chapters on money and we set your money game up that way. There's a chapter in there on fitness. So how do we get you off the couch and what does it mean? You know, most men over the age of 40, their testosterone levels are so low, and not talking about sex. We're talking about your life energy. And so how do you keep muscle mass? So we talk about, what does that look like? Go to the doctor, get over yourself. I talked about the fact that I went through some small T traumatic times in my life and I went to therapy. So don't be, you know, men, don't be afraid to go ask for some help. So I use the book to help people size up their life, to figure out what areas they're falling short in. And because, you know, I'll ask you, if I said to you, hey, you can be wealthy, but you're not going to be healthy. You're going to have a great relationship. Okay. And you got a great spiritual life. Do you want that life? You're like, no, I want to be healthy. And I said, okay, well, you can be broke. You can be healthy, great relationship and great spiritual. Do you want that life? No. So, you know, so you're like, I want it all. I don't want to leave out, you know, I don't want all of that and then sell my soul to the devil and go to hell. So, you know, so the book is really about attacking those five areas at a level that's above mediocrity so that you can live a great life. So we figure out, because you might be great in three of those areas and need help in two. So we focus on those two. And so we use the book to identify weaknesses, and then we figure out how to level up those. And of course, let's just be honest, the book is a modern day resume. It's like, okay, this guy knows what the heck he's talking about. You know, he spent some time, he did the work, he invested, he produced it. And so he must know what he's talking about. So it helps people with credibility and a roadmap.
I love the fact that you're using it as part of your coaching program. And mm-hmm. and a lot of the folks we interview, the book is some of, you know, a lot of them, they're using it for lead generation primarily. There's a lot of people that do it like you're doing it, which is, it's actually part of their system, things mm-hmm. that they repeat often or whatever it might be, that require explanation. But I think what's so beautiful about that model, Derek, is that, you know, it's a conversation they're having with you, you know, when they're reading the book, getting right. to understand you, your philosophies, mm-hmm. and it, oftentimes, not every reader is going to respond this way, but oftentimes it really increases and enhances that relationship, yeah. You know, so that you know, it's a tighter bond with you, and you know, it's going to make it that much more effective for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very cool.
I agree.
Very cool. Is there something you'd want to share in your first book journey that would be something you wouldn't do this next time around?
Well, you know, yeah, there is. So the editor that I hired, and I got so blessed, bro, with the editor. She had edited two or three of Dave Ramsey's books.
Wow.
So for me to write a book that was heavily, you know, condensed or positioned with finance in addition to other life aspects, she could understand the money part, and she could understand how to make it interesting or where I wasn't making it interesting. But I bring her up because she says, hey, the next book you write, you should probably do an outline. What I did was I came up with 24 chapter titles, and I started writing. And she said, no. So I ended up with 22 chapters because some of it ended up being a repeat or, you know, duplication and those type of things. And I know most people would go, man, I wish he'd have gave me better advice. But for somebody that's never written a book and they just sit down and start writing, I'm going to tell you, you know, you should probably do an outline. And so when she gave me back the very, very first draft, she didn't tell me what to do, but she said, I'm going to give you some recommendations. You need to figure out how to make the money sections or to make the money conversation flow with the money. And what I'm saying is that I might've had a money chapter three, and I talked about money again, chapter eight. And then I talked about money again, chapter, you know, 19. So she goes, you really need to put those together. You need to put these concepts together so that they flow easier for the reader. And so I didn't take offense to it. I'm very good at constructive criticism. Number one, I was paying her a lot of money to tell me how to make it a great book. And so I completely tore it apart. So I completely tore it apart, condensed it, and rearranged the chapters, which means I had to rewrite it to make it flow. Because, you know, if I say in chapter 20, well, like I told you earlier in chapter, you know, three, well, that wasn't there anymore. So I had to completely tear it apart. So an outline would have been a great place to really help me make it flow before I ever started writing.
Great advice. It's one of the first things we do with every client. It's an outline. And, you know, it's really your blueprint, right? It's like an architect.
Right.
You don't build a house without having some sort of blueprint or whatever.
Absolutely.
So, it is critical. And it can still have some fluidity, but as you're progressing, but it at least gives you sort of that, you know, marching orders. So,
right.
Well, Derek, listen, this has been awesome. I'd love to wrap up by getting your thoughts on what it has meant to you to be a book author, you know, about the impact it's made personally mm-hmm. in your business for readers.
Well, I will say to you that being an individual that works with his mind more than his hands, you know, it was so rewarding to have this object that I could say, I produced that. You know, when you manage people's money and when you help people get out of debt and those type of things, they feel better. Their life has changed, but you can't see it. And so, you know, I would imagine it's kind of like building a house. You know, when you get done, you can drive by and go, hey, son, look, I built that house for that person and they're enjoying their life. So it was rewarding. I had told you I started it 10 years earlier. So it was complete. That was rewarding. And then being able to, you know, and people might not understand this, but, you know, when you do something for 20, 30 years and you have these systems and you have these hard, factual success methods, and then you try to put them in words, that was really difficult. I mean, like really difficult. I can sit here and go, okay, do this, do this, do this, do this, and you're going to love it. But to put it into words was just far more difficult than I'd imagined. So I feel that I feel very accomplished as an author. I normally don't go around saying I'm an author. You know, those 14,000 corrections.
Nobody has to know about that.
Yeah, well, I know about it though. So, but you know, in all reality, I feel very accomplished. A university bought a case of books to give out to some students that they thought it would really help for a marketing course. And so, you know, you just feel, you feel rewarded and you feel like you're part of the world at a, in a bigger way after completing the book.
Well, again, congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
If in fact you go through the challenge again, I'm sure you'll, you know, there's gonna, it's going to be a little more streamlined. There's definitely, you know, you'll make it more, it'll be a little quicker. But if you do, we'll have to have you back on. I'd love to hear, you know, how it goes. But listen, Derek, I do appreciate your time today. Where is the best place for our listeners to go grab a copy of your book? Where's the best place to learn more about you?
Yeah, if they go to derekgant.com, it's super simple. Just DERICKGANT.com. Everything's there. You know, the coaching, the book, you know, all of our services, all, you know, access to our YouTube is on there. We put a lot of our YouTube videos on there. There's a lot of free content on there. We also have a mobile app, so you can get access to the mobile app on there, and you can, you know, have some of our things walking around in your pocket. We have mindset masterclasses, and all these things are right on the mobile app that are super cool to just pop up when you're waiting for your kid to finish soccer practice.
Again, congratulations and on the success. Congratulations on
all
the help that you're accomplishing, and appreciate your time today.
Hey, thank you for having me so much.
Well, that wraps up another episode of the Author Factor podcast. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on Apple iTunes. Subscribe, tell a friend, and go grab the notes and extras at theauthorfactor.com. And to learn more about my unique short book publishing services, please check out bitesizebooks.com. See you next time.